You're listening to SBS News.
Presenting a united front on the steps of Victorian Parliament, the uncle and mother of an Indigenous teenager were flanked by lawyers and human rights advocates as they demanded reforms to the way Victoria Police handle complaints against officers. Darren Lovett claims his nephew Tommy Lovett was brutalised by police in April 2016 in a case of mistaken identity.
Well, it's just the behaviour's got to stop, and it's time for this government to step up and root out some of these bad elements there within the police force.
In Heidelberg, northeast of Melbourne, a then 18-year-old Tommy Lovett was riding his scooter to his grandmother's house. Police had been looking for another man, also Indigenous, but 20 years Tommy's senior. Police mistook Tommy for the suspect, and he was handcuffed and subdued with capsicum spray. The incident left marks all over his body. His uncle says Tommy's wounds have healed, but the trauma remains.
He has no trust there in the police force. He was a young kid there, on his way there, sort of trying to sort of get on with his life. He's unable to do that. He stays inside. He doesn't go out. He doesn't see his friends anymore.
Wayne Muir of the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service says it's incidents like that that continues to damage police relations with Indigenous populations.
Time and again, we see these sorts of incidents, but more importantly, we see no trust in the system. Aboriginal people, the trust in terms of relationship with police gets diminished by this sort of stuff. Their trust and faith in the complaint system is almost non-existent.
It's been 6 years since disability pensioner Phil Dixon made his complaint. Dramatic CCTV footage shows the moment in January 2013 when the 62-year-old was slapped and thrown to the ground by an officer in Geelong Police Station, southwest of Melbourne. He had been detained on suspicion of drink driving. Despite an internal investigation and charges, the officer would retain his job and rank. For Dr. Kim Proudlove, her case against Victoria Police is ongoing. This is an excerpt from a video she recorded in the back of a paddy wagon April last year.
They won't give me the name and the badge number of the person that hit me in the face repeatedly. He was really violent and he was really scary. Oh.
She claims police threw her to the ground and punched her in the face after she offered medical care to a man who was lying on the ground bleeding and surrounded by police. Dr. Proudlove claims the officers refused her offer of help, and when she took out her phone to film the incident, she says one of the officers attacked her. Jeremy King from Robinson Gill Lawyers says incidents like these must stop.
We have to stop what has happened to Tommy and what has happened to Kim, who are innocent people who had committed no crime and who had received rough justice at the hands of the police.
Responding to the claims, Victoria Police say in the case of Tommy Lovett, an independent regional manager from Victoria Police conducted an internal investigation but was unable to determine if any criminal or disciplinary behaviour occurred. They say the 18-year-old man who initially made the complaint also declined the opportunity to make an official statement. In the case of Kim Proudlove, Victoria Police says the incident is part of an active Professional Standards Command investigation, and the senior constable and sergeant involved in the alleged incident have been transferred to other duties. For the 2013 assault on Phil Dixon, police state that this is not the manner in which it expects officers to behave. It says the officer in question was fined $500 and placed on a good behaviour bond without conviction. Victoria Police investigate the majority of complaints against officers internally, with a small percentage handled by the independent, broad-based Anti-Corruption Commission. Last year, a Victorian parliamentary committee recommended all serious complaints of police misconduct be investigated by a newly created division within IBAC, as well as several other major reforms to the system. However, Victoria Police state that the current model is effective and the integrity of the force should not be outsourced. Victorian Health Minister Jenny Markakos says the amount of complaints police receive is small.
The police have about 14,000 interactions with members of the public every single day, and on average there are only about 7 complaints per day. So overwhelmingly, Victoria Police are doing a fantastic job in responding to community safety issues.
Ms Markakos says body body cameras are currently being rolled out to forces across the state to ensure police integrity standards are maintained. Anthony Kelly of the Police Accountability Project says this isn't enough, demanding the police complaint system be taken out of police hands.
We have been calling for independent investigations of police complaints for over 40 years. There has been inquiries and commissions and ad nauseum, each of them either recommending cosmetic changes or their recommendations being put into the too hard basket. We cannot do this any longer.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.